Blog Talk Radio.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. I did, mama. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Mama, dear mama, salute to all the mamas out there. Tonight we're honoring our mothers, honoring our aunts, honoring all those women that, you know, are raising them babies. This is the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and I bring out of retirement DJ Diva.
Hey, what's up?
Known as Pika Piera Yvette on Facebook. I bring her from retirement. What's up, Yvette?
What's up? What's up? Hello, everybody. DJ Diva's back. Oh, yes, out of retirement under cover name Pika Piera Yvette on Facebook. Shout out to all the mothers, all the ones that can't be mothers but still got that motherly love in them as well.
Yeah, because to be a mother, not necessarily you have to give birth. I know a lot of women that are raising children and, you know, wasn't involved in the sexual aspect of it, but are involved in creating those minds to be independent people. So definitely shout out to them, shout out to the grandmothers, shout out to the single mothers. All the mothers, you know, grandmothers, aunts, I mean, you name it. And gentlemen, yes, I know there's a lot of single gentlemen that are raising their children as well. But we are talking about Mother's Day. Y'all got your own day in June, okay? I will honor y'all then. Tonight we're honoring mothers, our queens, our elder queens. I want to give a big please ask anybody to keep my elder queen, Carmen Sanchez, in prayer as she's in a hospital in Santo Domingo, still fighting for her life. So if anybody wants to donate to that cause, because we're helping by sending a monetary donation to help the family, because the bills are getting so high that, you know, it's getting crazy. So if you feel like doing any of that, please inbox me at Emma Everything to Know, M-A-C-K, and I'll give you the further information for that. Keep your head up, Lynette. Keep your head up. The rest of her family, keep your head up. We will continue to, you know, to keep the prayers. We're going into some music. We'll be right back.
I want everybody to put their hands together for me. And, I want to talk about somebody real special tonight.
Hey, mama.
I want to scream so loud for you. I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do.
Hey, mama.
I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school.
I wanna tell the whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I'm finna take y'all back to them better times. I'm finna talk about my mama if y'all don't mind. I was 3 years old when you and I moved to the shy. Late December, harsh winter gave me a cold. It fixed me up something that was good for my soul. Famous homemade chicken soup, can I have another bowl? You work late nights just to keep on the lights. Mommy had me training wheels so I could keep on my bike. And you would give me anything in this world. Michael Jackson leather and the glove, but didn't give me a curl. And you never put no man over me. And I love you for that, mommy, can't you see? 7 years old, caught you with tears in your eyes. Cause a nigga cheating, selling your lies. Then I started to cry as we knelt on the kitchen floor. I said, mommy, I'ma love you till you don't hurt no more. And when I'm older, you ain't gotta work no more. And I'ma get you that mansion that we couldn't afford. See, you're unbreakable, unmistakable, highly capable. Lady that's making loot, a living legend too. Just look at what heaven do. Then it's an angel, and I thank hey,
you,
mama.
I wanna scream so loud for you. I'm so proud of you. Let me tell you what I'm about to do.
Hey, mama.
I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud of me.
Boy, your mama said, life is like a box of chocolates. My mama told me, go to school, get your doctorate. Something to fall back on, you could profit with. But still supported me when I did the opposite. Now I feel like it's things I gotta get, things I gotta do, just to prove to you. You was getting through, can the choir please give me a verse of you? Are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're like a book of poetry. Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni. Turn one page and there's my mommy. Come on, mommy, just dance with me. Let the whole world see your dancing feet. Now when I say hey, y'all say mama. Now everybody answer me.
Hey, mama. I wanna scream so loud for you. I'm so proud of you. Let me tell you what I'm about to do.
Hey, mama.
I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school.
No way.
I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud of me.
Hey, mama.
I guess it all depends, though. If my end's low, second they get up, you gon' get that benzo. Tint the windows, ride around the city and let your friends know.
Said your job, you gotta fake them out. Since you brought me in this world, let me take you out to a restaurant, upper echelon. I'ma get you a dag, whatever else you want. Just tell me what kind of S-type Don the West like. Tell me the perfect color so I make you just right. It don't gotta be Mother's Day or your birthday for me to just call and say,
hey, mama. I wanna scream so loud for you. Cause I'm so proud of you. Let me tell you what I'm about to do. You know I love you so. I know that you're going to love you. I'm just so you know, no matter what I'm about to
do. La 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 la. We're live at Orlando, Florida, and this is where we pay tribute to our mothers. Today with me, especially from out the retirement, DJ Diva from Orlando, who's rocking with me tonight. And, you know, we're shouting out the mothers. So you have said mother-in-law?
Shout out to the mother-in-laws as well. I tell my daughters this all the time. There's two women in a man's life, in your man's life, that you never get involved with. That's his mother and his daughter. So shout out to all the mother-in-laws that love their daughter-in-laws unconditionally, that do what's best for their kids at all times. So we can't forget the mother-in-laws.
Shout out to mother-in-laws, the grandmothers, the aunts, you know. And shout out to my queen sisters that are mothers and those that are on their way to be the new mothers. You know, just shout out to all of y'all. I'm going into my phone line to see if there's someone there that wants to shout out their mom and tell me why they have the best mom in the world. 917, y'all with Emma Isika and DJ Diva at the Queen's Lounge.
Hey, how you doing, Emma? It's me, Andrew.
Please, hi, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
So tell me why your mama is the best mom in the world.
Well, she made it happen throughout all the years, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, one thing I could say is my grandmother, too, you know, she's been an important person in my life, too. I want to give her a shout-out, you know, without Wella, you know,
First mention Mom Duke's name and then Wella's name.
Oh, my mom's name?
Yes, absolutely. How are we
gonna
start out?
Yeah, my mom, Vicky, you know, she's always on Facebook, but and my grandma, Wella, Soraida, you know, everybody knows her in the hood, you know. And she's been a, you know, mom to everybody, you know, around the hood. And it's a good thing. And my mom, that's, you know, I just thank her. I was actually my birthday, I guess, back in 71, I was actually born on Mother's Day. So, you know, I said that the other day, you know, I was wondering if I'm a gift, you know, to my mom or, you know, I'm just so flabbergasted about it.
That's wonderful. Wow, that's an awesome gift. I mean, not if anybody wants to be spending money there in the hospital, but
that's so exciting.
Yeah, right?
She was born on Mother's Day.
Yeah, man. And, you know, all my aunts and, you know, they all, I mean, I could, you know, even just family members that was just, you know, around from the neighborhood. You know, I just want to wish all of them a happy Mother's Day. And, you know, I hope it's a nice day. I want to be able to go around the hood and, you know, say hi to everybody and, you know, try to meet all, you know, my grandmother and, you know, my mom, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing. I mean, I think it's special. It's special.
Shout out to all the mothers and the abuelitas that take over the whole neighborhood. There's always an abuelita or aunt. There's always an elder that always takes over the neighborhood, and all the neighborhood kids look up to them. So definitely shout out to all the mother figures. That would be my pipi
guía
over there.
Yes, all the mother figures.
So definitely, yeah. Shout out to all those mothers that you know, that make sure that watch out the rest of the kids. You know what I'm saying? That smack them upside the head when they need it, but also listen to them. You know, when they need to be heard. So definitely, shout out to all the mothers. You know, it's so important. A mother figure is important, just like a father figure. But we're speaking about mothers, so let's go back to the topic. Stay in the topic. Focus. Salute to all the mothers.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Being born on Mother's Day, what that you know, to you, in your opinion, what that, you know, is that something special? You know, is that something, you know?
I think Diva answered.
I definitely think that is a gift. I would say that other than you being a gift to your mother, your grandmother, it's also, how would I explain this? I mean, how many kids do you have out there, period?
I only got 2 kids.
Okay, is that 1 baby mama or 2 baby mamas?
I got 2 baby mamas.
Okay, well, I would consider that a gift as well. So you was able to bless 2 women out there who were able to become mothers at the same time. So take it as a blessing.
Okay.
You're
okay.
A blessing, Andrew. You're a blessing.
Yeah, I'm just curious because, you know, it's Sunday, Mother's Day, you know, it's not like if I'm going to, you know, party it, voila, it's my birthday, it's a cool day, Mother's Day, so, you know, I try to take it in and, you know, try to be humble to all the mothers out there, all the single mothers, all the mothers everywhere.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for 2 things, for you appreciating all the women in your life and for being born, you know, that being your born day. So I think that's a double whammy for you. You're doing good.
Yeah.
Let me put you on hold, Andrew. Thank you for calling. I'm going to keep on
no
with
problem.
The music.
And can I mention this one? And I want to say, you know, happy Mother's Day to all the I just want to get one in. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the, you know, ladies incarcerated up north, you know, doing time, you know, their children out. I know, you know, they're in there for, you know, crazy reasons, but, you know, I want to give them a happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely. Thank you for that reminder. Yes, definitely. For my mothers that are locked down, for sure. Definitely. Thanks for reminding me of this.
Yeah.
That's it,
no problem. No problem.
Stay on hold, stay hanging out with us. Keep thinking about other places where we all are Army mothers. Oh, my God. Our mothers are
overseas. Serving in the military.
Wow. Definitely salute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Salute. We're just going to keep saluting. Stay with us. We're going to go into music and be right back.
You're the queen of my heart. down for me, had always been around for me, even when I was bad. You showed me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down to me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
Queen's Lounge with your second host, Emma ETK, and DJ Diva. Full effect. We have experiencing technical difficulties, and that's what happens when you're live on the air. But, you know, we're pros, so we make it happen, we make it happen. We're going to have to, Andrew, I see you on deck. I can't pick up your call right now. Just give me a minute. We're having a little tech difficulties and trying to find... to go into the next song, but we want to give a shout out to the abuelita, and we were trying to get the song. What was the song?
Abuelita.
The song. No, how about?
Abuelita, tú sabes que te quiero tanto. It's the one
who remembers that. Who
remembers that? Remember Purito de Belén.
Okay,
well, it's on the other side. It was on slide B.
Shout out to the old school mothers that know that song and know what we're talking about. Do you have a good story, you know, about your mom?
I do. As a matter of fact, my mother might just kill me for telling this story on the air, but my mom was actually raised by her aunt and thought all her life until she was actually 18. That her mother was her mother, when in reality her mother had passed away as an infant, and it was her aunt that raised her. So it was a pretty touching story, but it just goes to show you that the love that that anyone, you know, anybody with that motherly instinct in them can love a child that's not their own, you know, child of flesh and blood, or even their own child that they, you know, go through all the process, as you said, the baby making and the stretch marks, and still love them as their own. So, I mean, a woman's love is deep. It's, you know, it's something that just cannot be.
Because we're made to be nurturers as it is.
Yes, I definitely did. But right now, we're going to go into the next song.
Yeah, we're having a little tech again.
She mentioned earlier we are going through some technical difficulties, so bear with us right now. And this is what happens when you come out of retirement. Hello, the contests are on the mic.
This is what happens when you're alive. We're still going to be with a bit.
Dialogue, dogma, bullets, and the informer. Fuck somebody, mother on the tour bus. Raw outlaw, the overlord, four deep in the Ford.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go. Yeah.
out all the mothers. Shouting out all the mothers. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. Hope everybody's getting their gifts and their flowers and all that ready. But the most, you know, important gift that a mom really wants to receive is just love. You know, it's just basically appreciation. You know, you're showing your true appreciation for them, you know, for the struggle that they have gone through, whether it be just when they gave birth to your big head or
the sacrifices
they've made along the way. So definitely shout out to all those mothers out there, you know, doing the work and making sure that, you know, those babies are learning. Either through cocotazos or, you know,
through sesame seed, right?
Definitely. Shout out to all the mothers. I'm going to go into my phone line. Let's see, we're picking our phone lines. It's like Christmas right now. I forgot to mention, we're also giving a pair. We're giving four tickets. We're giving a pair of four tickets to the Mets game for the 9th, which is in 2 more days. And that's sponsored by Weikert Industries, Weikert, WEIKERT.com. Make sure you go and check them out. They are sponsored for today, for tonight's show. That's Weikert, WEIKERT Industries. And they are donating for Lucky Mother today, 4 Mets tickets to see the game on the 9th, plus a parking pass. And please, that it has to be someone from New York, okay, because unless you're flying out from Florida or anywhere else that we get calls in to go to the show. So it's in 2 days, and please, if you're from New York, and we're going to give it to a mother. So let's see who's on our phone line. 813-813, you're on the Queen's Lounge with Da Diva and Emma E2K.
Hi, Emma. It's Leilani. How are you?
Hi, Leilani. Peace, Queen.
How are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
I'm great, yes, absolutely. Please let me know why your mom is the best mom ever.
Well, I think my mother is the best because she's never given up on me. She's always been there to support me. When things have gotten really hard for me in my life, we haven't really had the best relationship, and I kind of took my mother for granted when she was very sick with cancer and when she had a lot of things going on. I didn't appreciate her until my own daughter became sick and she passed away. It's when we both drew closer to each other. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we tend to think our parents are kind of getting on us too much and, you know, not helping us and not being supportive. So my mother has just always been very loving. She brought me the word of God, and she brought me comfort during my most deepest and darkest times in life. And I didn't see it until I had my own personal issues happen to me, and we drew closer to each other. And I'm blessed to still have my mother here when there are others that don't have their mom. I'm still able to have a relationship with her. And I appreciate her with all my heart because she has helped me become the woman that I am today.
Can you give me your mom's name and where your mom is from? I mean, not exact address, but I'm saying where she's from.
My mom's name is Mildred.
Mildred.
And my mother lives here with me in Florida, and we have become best of friends now, which we really weren't back when I was younger or in my early 20s.
I think,
and now I can go to my mom for anything.
I think, I mean, not to tell you, but I think that's, like, common, I don't know, for some reason, for a certain age, us young girls were princesses as we're developing and, you know, our elder queens try to tell us things that we don't want to hear because we know everything and they don't really know much and they don't understand us and they don't love us. And then in your journey in life, you come to realize that, wow, all along, all this time, you know what I'm saying, she was doing things for the better of you, not against you. Was your dad?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I thought my mother was out to get me all the time. I didn't want to hear nothing she had to say. I would always say, you know, she don't love me. She's just trying to hurt me. But as a parent now, I see that some of the things that she taught me and she told me, I'm doing to my own daughter now. And she did them because she did love me and she wanted me to have a better life. Sometimes we don't see that. We just want to see what we want to see at that moment as a teenager or a young adult because we think we know it all. But
right.
our parents do have wisdom, and I'm very blessed because now we can talk about things that we probably would have never been able to talk about before. And I just sit down, and I'm just amazed by the knowledge she has.
Amen, amen. You know, that's a wonderful thing. I mean, you know, it's always good. It's always good for us to share our experiences because you never know who's listening right now that's probably going through the same thing right now where they can't, you know, another young lady cannot connect with her mom thinking the same way. But we just want to let you know there is hope, you know, there is hope. Eventually, you come into a certain maturity, a certain age, or certain experiences that bring you to really fully understand why she's the elder queen and you're the princess going into the queen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And it took for my daughter to pass away for us to become closer. And now we have a better bond and a better connection. But, you know, tomorrow's never promised. And I'm just blessed to have her here with me another day. And she is my mother. And I just appreciate her because sometimes we tend to not appreciate others until they're gone.
Definitely.
And make every minute count, Leilani, and, you know, blessings to you. I mean, I totally understand what you're saying. I go through the same thing. I tell my eldest daughter, and my mother always said it, la vas a pagar. You're going to see everything you've done. You're gonna feel it.
Yes. Yes, we hear that all the time.
And it's not until you have your own and you experience that, you're like, holy crap, was I like this? Am I going through about,
oh, no. My line was like, I never did that. My mother would tell me, like, you did worse. I'm like, okay, never mind.
Yeah. Or you don't know what I'm going through. You have no idea.
Absolutely. Well, stay blessed. Peace and blessings to you. And
thank you.
And
same to you, ladies.
And happy Mother's Day. But I know
same
some,
to you.
Day is every day. So, but, you know, the Sunday that everybody celebrates, but I say happy Mother's Day to you every day. You're a strong queen. Love you. You know, you're a good mom. If no one has told you, you're a very great mom. You know, kids don't come with instructions. So we try to do just the best we can, and you're doing great. Just want to let you know that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and you ladies have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, sis. You too. You can say anything I would have to. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
I also want to give a big shout-out to the mothers that are in heaven, all those mothers that are in heaven. You know, we never lose our mothers completely, no matter where they are. They always be our mom, our grandma. You know, shout-out to my grandma who's in heaven. And, you know, I still feel her close and dear. So we got to get rid of these tickets. And so, let's just say, meeny, miny, mo, we'll just pick.
You do a meeny, miny, mo.
And then we'll pick. And then, so, the meeny, miny, mo that I'm going to pick right now, because did I get on the show is sponsored by White Curd Industries. And hopefully it's a lady or a woman online, or it could be a gentleman for his wife or his daughter, you know. It'll work. But we're giving away 4 Mets tickets, and that's for the 9th with parking pass. So let's see. Don't go, please. Okay. Don't go, please. Oh, yeah. 347. You're on with DJ Diva, Emma ECK at the Queen's Lounge, and you have won some tickets.
Yeah.
Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Hello, I can hardly hear you.
Did you just hear our scandal?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us?
Now I can hear you. I'm calling from the Boogie Down Bronx.
I just
I'm
said.
Calling. Did I just win?
Oh my God.
I can't even contain myself. Oh, my God, I was winning. Thank you.
Okay, so you're calling from the Boogie Down. You're a mother, yes, no?
Yes, I'm a mother of 5 beautiful children.
Okay, awesome.
Wait a minute, so, how many of them?
5. The 5.
Yeah, I'm 5. God bless you.
5 blessings. I'm a,
and I get to take them with me to the game. Yay! I'm so excited. Thank you. Oh, my God. That's my Mother's Day gift. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I don't know how to act.
And listen, it's sponsored. Those tickets are sponsored by Whitecliff Industries. Whitecliff with the W.
That's what's up, Whitecliff. That's what's up, Whitecliff Industries.
So shout out to them for the tickets. You get 4 tickets and a parking pass. So stay on hold so I can give you information. And I'm so glad that you're the winner. Your name?
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to you. Thank you.
What's your name, sweetie?
Okay, bye-bye.
Your name? Wait, hold on. Don't hang up. Hello?
Yes, I can't see them, so I'm getting my ticket.
What's your name? What's your name?
Oh, my name is Sonia.
Okay, Sonia, hold on, please.
She's excited.
I love that we made somebody happy for Mother's Day.
I hope she doesn't leave them in the car.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. You wouldn't do that. Oh, my God. Sonia, please stay on hold, and you're going to get the information. Give it to you in a minute. We're going to go back to the phone line. 646, you're on with Emma E2K and DJ Diva on the Queen's Lounge. Who's this? Where you calling from?
What up, baby?
What up? Who's this?
This is Infinite.
Who?
Infinite the Poet.
What up? Peace, God. Peace to God. Peace to God on the line. Infinite, what's going on? So, why do you think that your mom is the best mom ever? Talk to me.
I'll tell you now. My mom, without her, there'll be no me. She's the alpha queen. The most dominant woman on this planet to me. My mom's been there for me through thick and thin, through good and through sins, and never left my side, no matter the condition. I know I caused my mom a lot of pain and suffering because of the game of me hustling. I wouldn't stop because I was so selfish. She saw the child to whom she gave birth, living less than his worth, and I know it ate up every day to see it. I continued that life for years with disregard to mama's eyes filled with tears. I thought it was better in the family. Even though mom didn't accept it and will always contest it, I never dreamt of her getting arrested and having a criminal record. Mom, when you was gone, I took the best care of your youngest children. They didn't understand the position we was in, with the Bureau of Child Welfare looking for them, and that their mom's dad and older brother was in prison. I didn't mean to do it, but my actions were influenced by the environment I lived in. My mother gets out of jail to deal with another problem. The city no longer wants us to live in houses, so we got evicted. All this happened just as my mom warned and predicted. Mom, you will never know how sorry I am because I did not listen. And for my actions, I sent you, Sid, and Tony to prison. That's why I love my mom.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Cindy Snaps, baby. You have a bomb digging with the words, man. Shout out to Infinite the Poet. Please make sure you follow him on Facebook, on Twitter. He's Googleable, man. Just go to Google and type in Infinite the Poet. Make sure you support his book. And he's working on his second one. And, you know, you're going to get lovely pieces like the one he just read dedicated to his mom. And he's pretty deep, so. If you ain't deep with it, never mind. But if you deep with it, definitely make sure you support my brother from another mother, Infinite the Poet, on Facebook. And thank you for supporting. That was wonderful.
Thank you for calling. No
and remember, he's Googleable. Not that I've ever heard that adjective before, but you are Googleable.
That's what I like to say. I'm Googleable for the standard. I'm Googleable for the standard. Anything you want to say, any other shout-out you want to give?
I just want to say I love what you're doing, man. It's good. I'm glad to to hear you on your show, and I'm glad to hear people calling in and supporting the queen. So I'm good. I'm good when you're good.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I love you, man. You know I love you.
That's so cute. I love you too, girl.
Oh, I stay on hold. I got something for you.
By the time you get this letter, I might be doing better. It's kind of hard trying to survive in all this crazy weather. Everybody wants my number, everybody's calling my name. But in the midst of all of this, I can still hear you say, oh,
walk upright and straighten your tie.
You don't want one of them good jobs to pass you by, no.
Don't act no fool, I'm watching you.
And now that you're gone, it still feels like you do. I wish
you were here.
Wish you were here with me.
To see the
beautiful things I've done.
I wish you were here.
Will be so proud of your son.
I wish you were here
to celebrate with me. Oh yeah.
I wish you were here.
Wish you were here with me. Yeah. Now all these people ask me, is it lonely at the top? Do I find comfort? All the things I've got. But these cars keep me moving, these planes keep me high. $1 million home, but I'm barely getting by. Cause
it starts tall. What did you used to say? It's got hard.
Kids don't know your needs are great. Yeah, we
just a simple thing.
We still do all of them, but only in my dreams.
I wish you were
here. Wish you were here with me, really.
See the things I've done. I wish you were here.
Why aren't you here with me?
So proud of your son.
So proud of your son. Sometimes I wonder why
can't you still be here with me?
Wish God would have waited a couple more years for you to see. I'm trying to stay strong, barely holding on to
see you again.
But for right now, rest in
peace.
And when I get to heaven, first thing they'll say to me, my grandmother when she was in church. And sometimes I see her hold herself. And sometimes she would hum. Somebody hum for me. I wish you were here.
And we all want a mom that, of course, will last forever. But even when the moms don't last forever, we still hold them near and dear.
And special shout-out, most importantly, my mom is one of the strongest women I know, but also to my grandmother and my tía. May they both rest in peace. When we talk about unconditional love, I mean, our whole family is a hot mess, and we used to come straight to our abuelita's house, no matter how bad we were, and she never looked down on us at any given time in a negative way. And I was just giving this poem. Thank you, Joey. It says, love to you, Grandma. Supposedly it's by Lala, so I just want to read it out. It says, love to you, Grandma, on Mother's Day. May lots of happiness come your way. I love you, Grandma, with all my heart. I loved you from the very start. At Grandma's to say, she always let me have my way. I sit and listen about her youth. I bet, dear Grandma, you were real cute. So today, have lots of fun from the very start till the day is done. And
Carmelo Anthony.
And also, a good cartoon for you guys to watch with your kids. Mars needs mom, too. I actually saw that with my daughter and made her watch it when she was so you can know how important it is when you have that void. If you don't have your mom in your life, it's just that nurturing feeling. On that note,
happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Of course, the seas fighting for our country and just fighting to stay sane. Happy Mother's Day. Enjoy your day. Salute to all of y'all. You know, just us at the Queen's Lounge. Emma Isete.
And DJ Diva, who's also known as Chica Piedra Civet on Facebook.
Wishing you a lovely night and a happy Mother's Day. See you next week.
That she